Is it acceptable to go to Mickey D's just for a drink? Of course it is. But good luck leaving with just a drink. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
Experience all the creamy goodness that is a McCafé iced coffee. Try flavors like caramel, French vanilla, and sugar-free French vanilla. Now, get any size for only $1.69. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. Get a Verizon Business Unlimited plan from the network businesses rely on. Hey, Monica, with 5G Ultra Wideband in many more cities, you get up to 10 times the speed at no extra cost.
Hello, downloads in no time.
Plus, unlimited premium data and hotspot data to keep the signal flowing and your teams going. Come in or book an appointment with a Verizon business expert to find the right plan for your team. 5G Ultra Wideband available in over 1,700 cities with Business Unlimited Pro 2.0 smartphone plan. Speed comparison is to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Download speeds may vary depending upon network and coverage conditions and content optimization for 5G Ultra Wideband.
Javi, it's Thursday, man. What's up?
Ma'am, very happy. I don't vote in Louisiana. This is in no way a political endorsement, but if I were to vote in Louisiana, I would definitely vote for
Gary. That dude's a baller. I mean, that dude is a baller. There were no Fs given in the making of that in terms of what is Kuth. In terms of what is Kuth, there are a lot of Fs given in the making of that commercial, but in terms of what is, you know, culturally acceptable, he threw it out the window. And you got to give him respect for that, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, I love it. And also, it worked. It really, really worked. Like, within a few hours, he was on CNN. He was on Fox. He was on TV everywhere.
Oh, I lost your sound there for a second. But he, I mean, it got distributed pretty widely. And on Twitter. I mean, there were several posts on Twitter I saw that just had tens of thousands of views. He got widely hit for this. So honestly, props to him, props to his PR team, because they did an incredible job. Also, that was a nice, hefty, fat, thick joint. So, like, I mean, the man obviously is not a newbie at it. I'm just
I love it. Actually, you take the news. I'm gonna try and switch browsers. Okay.
Yeah, so we have some cool legislative news here, guys. First, a quick shout out, if I will, which I will. Benzinga Cannabis Daily every morning at 10 a.m. Check it out. You know, stock news, stock insights, kind of what we're seeing for the day and what we missed on the day before. But great recap of news in 5 minutes. So Cannabis Daily every morning. So Master of Stonks, but do you really want your political official smoking backwoods? You know what? No political endorsements here. But honestly, like, are we happy with what we have right now? What, like, is anybody happy with what we have right now? And I'm just speaking on a general bipartisan basis. I don't know anybody who is, so why not at this point? Where's Mitch? Igor is not happy with the ad.
Welcome. This has been Zynga Cannabis Insider. We talk about cannabis stocks and can help you make money investing in cannabis.
But do your own research. So legislative news I was getting to. South Carolina and Mississippi both making moves for medical cannabis. In this week, I think cool news to see two southern states, southeastern states, make those moves, because that has historically, I think, been a region of this country that's lacked. Maybe some Midwestern, upper Midwestern states, but even some of them have beaten a lot of these southern states to the punch. So, I mean, any thoughts on that, Javi?
I mean, I love to see progress. The Mississippi law is a little bit restrictive. Right now, it allows for patients to purchase the equivalent of 3.5 grams of marijuana daily, which is pretty strange, right, in the way that it is structured. But again, I celebrate every advancement in the industry. Yeah. A big shout out to our friend Jim Belushi, who announced season 2 of Growing Belushi, his show on how he's growing cannabis in the northwest of the United States. Kind of also honoring his brother John's memory. He has repeatedly argued that should cannabis been legal when John was alive, the story would have been very different. So, you know, much love to her friend Jim. Also talking about TV shows, I spoke with Berner, the one and only, who is collaborating on a show with the creator of Snowfall and the director of Den of Thieves. And they're collaborating on a new TV series on designer weed that is really edgy. It's gritty. It's very different from anything you've seen, nothing like Narcos, and really, really tells the story of the Bay Area and the rise of designer weed and all of the Bay Area, right? And all the illicit market. Super, super cool stuff. So keep an eye out for that. Big shout out to our friend Burner, who also, by the way, got married. So
hey, awesome. Congrats to Burner. That's fantastic. So Javi, what do you think about some of this M&A news, man? I mean, Curaleaf closes the $221 million Bloom acquisition, and they open two more dispensaries in Pennsylvania. They're making moves. Sundial, super close to probably one of my favorite moves of that company in general, super close to closing Alcanna. And I think that will be huge for them. You're muted.
Yeah, no, I know. Last one we have, I think, and then we should bring on our guest today. A very, very fun conversation we'll be having. There's a very interesting study out of the Institut Universitaire en Santé Mentale de Montréal, which means it's an institute for mental health, and they evaluated if smoking weed every day is harmful. Guess what? It claims smoking weed every day can hurt decision making and concentration, persisting beyond intoxication. Still early findings, but go check out the article on mazinga.com/cannabis. Get educated on cannabis and understand not only the benefits but also the potential risks, right? I am a big fan of cannabis personally, but do understand that there are nuances to the plant, right? That it can be potentially addictive, that it can have very different effects on very different people. So, find your dose, find your type of cannabis. And if it's not for you, maybe explore other sorts of plant medicine, right? While we're at it.
Amen, man. Well, and also don't forget New York State claims they will bring in $1 billion in taxes from cannabis sales by the end of the decade. Big, big number. A lot of conversation around where those taxes are going, but worth a shout out, worth to keep an eye on. Going to be a huge market for the public cannabis space. That being said, Javi, I don't want to delay us any further, man. I'm excited. Who are we talking to today?
Introduce our guest today, man.
Awesome. We got Jeff Seltzer. He is, I believe, the CEO of Resonate Blends. Resonate Blends. Sweet name. I love it. Oh, yeah. So let's bring Jeff on over, Aaron.
Sure.
How you doing, Jeff? How's it going, my friend?
Good. Hi, guys. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So, Jeff, it's good to have you here, man. We don't want to waste too much of your time. I want to hear about you, a little bit of your background, and then take us into Resonate Blends, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. First, I was just listening to you with the lead in here. You got me worked up on a whole bunch of different stuff. So we could go on for a long time. We share some thoughts in this area. But me, I came out of I'm an old New Yorker, but I've been in LA for 25 years now.
Do you love it or hate it? Wait, you got to settle this. It's a classic for a New Yorker to not be liking LA.
I'm gonna answer that in a way that's gonna piss you off. I am not binary in my thinking about things like this. I do not believe in black and white. I believe in shades of gray. And there are many things I love about LA, and there are many things I hate about LA. How about that?
Fantastic. Fair enough. Fair state.
That's the way to think.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks. I've experienced before moving out to LA, but I came out here. I ran Disney Interactive's educational interactive group at the very, very early stages of it. I did all the design and production for them. I did that for about 5 years. We completely innovated that market. I mean, suddenly people had massive amounts of nonlinear data and trying to figure out what to do with it. And we put it into educational context. And it was really, really fun. And then I did a whole bunch of entrepreneurial things and I had a series of jobs and consulting. But I bring that up partially because I started Resonate about 3 years ago. I had done some work in a gray market of vape company. And people who are in the gray market or black market for their lives and then suddenly want to come out into compliance, it's a really difficult psychological change. And that organization wasn't prepared for it. Great people, great products, just not prepared for it. So I started my own, brought together just an incredible team. Some people I've worked with for 25 years and some is for as short as 5 years. So we started this company Resonate. But the reason I bring up the parallel is because we're you know, some people call this stage one of cannabis, stage two or stage three. I call it cannabis 3.0. And it's because we're just at the beginning of true innovation in cannabis. I mean, really deep innovation based on science, based on product, based on consumer knowledge. How do you normalize this into people's lives so that it becomes something that helps people use cannabis in a very, very positive fashion for their lives? That's what we're dedicated to, the science, mastering the art of experience. But right now, this industry, it is a moment of turmoil, as everybody knows, but it's a moment of massive innovation. And this is where all the really cool creative stuff is going to start to show up in people's stores, shops, and homes.
That's awesome. So there's a lot of science behind what you do as well. And I think that's sometimes lost in the conversation of cannabis in terms of the research and development that goes into creating a quality product that's relied upon and provides consistency. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go into a little bit of, you know, what you're developing and what's behind that?
Yeah. So I'll start with a short anecdote. When we started out, we were going to go into the vape market because we felt there was a big, big opening for precisely targeted vapes in the market at reasonable price, but really well done targeting. So we started out, we developed our Create, and we did it based upon the theoretical research, and then we all test our own stuff, and then we beta test it, and we beta test everything before we send it out single blind. And I took 20 of our Create pens, and our Create pens are really beautifully, beautifully formulated, and I can explain the philosophy behind it. But I sent it out to 20 people. They all said, this is friggin' amazing. This is beautiful. It's the best vape I've ever had. Literally, I got that maybe 15 out of the 20 that I gave out there. I got a second batch from our formulator, who's my partner, who's like off the charts. And people were testing, and they're going, it's all right. It's okay. And I, what's going on here? What happened? I went back. Skylar Quisenberry is his name. He changed the formulation 1%. 1%. He changed one terpene 100%, and it radically changed the experience. So it was a tiny, tiny, tiny setback, but it absolutely proved our premise, which is that precision in formulation and understanding how to get that into a person's body and how to scale that is one critical for normalization, especially when you start thinking about a wellness lifestyle or well-being, you know, utilizing cannabis in that way. But that precision and that idea of formulating with precision underlies everything that we do. So our core concept comes from two things. One is we believe value-added brands are the future of the financial world of cannabis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we totally believe that. But the second thing, which is absolutely critical to us, is that cannabis is different from alcohol, is different from anything else out there, is about the nature of the experience. We all know it can help with things like anxiety and tremors and all that kind of stuff. It can also lower barriers to intimacy. It can also just provide you being in a state of joy or just, you know, taking a load off. There's so many things that cannabis provides in its natural way of being and its interaction with our endocannabinoid system. If we learn how to master that relationship, which we are pretty far down the road to doing, and then we learn about bioavailability and different forms of ingestion, we can then innovate on product after product after product. And so I'll do this really quick. When we were ready to launch our vapes, which was in 2019, VapeGate happened. There was no way, even though it cost us a lot of time and money, there was no way we were going to launch a vape product into that market, given what our brand is. You know, from Disney and Pixar and our group, we understand brands. We understand what it means. So we decided to take that core value that we put into those vapes and figure out what we could do. And that's where we developed these friggin', excuse me, because I love these, but friggin' awesome cordials. There's literally, and I say it with quite a bit of pride. There's nothing quite like these out there. There's nothing like this.
Okay, what is it?
I was just about to say, what is a cordial? Like in the cannabis world.
It looks fantastic, and I have a bunch of follow-up questions, but like, what is it? Because it looks like a vaccine vial or like, what is it?
Right. Calm down, Javier.
No, it's fine. I like that better. It's a 10 milliliter liquid. You can either take it as a tincture, you can either take it as a shot, or what we like to do is you can mix it into a drink and just sip it. You know, we can easily, really easily take this into a beverage. And as you can imagine, it's on a roadmap. But we didn't want to do a beverage. We didn't want to do a beverage, one, because they're very hard to handle. But the truth of the matter is, if you do a beverage, people are focused on the flavor. People are focused on the form factor. People are focused on this. We focus on the experience. So you can literally now have any drink that you want with any one of six. In 3 weeks, seven, and in 3 months, eight different experiences of your choice in any drink that you like. And if that's too cumbersome for you, you just take it like a tincture. And it's emulsified. So the purpose of it being emulsified, for those in your audience who don't know, I'm sure that you guys do, is that if you have an oil tincture or you have an edible that is baked with oil, what's going to happen is going to go through your traditional digestive system. It's going to go through your liver. The minor cannabinoids are going to be all wacky. The terpenes are broken down. And the experience you have is going to be relatively like an edible experience that we've all had. If you have an emulsified product, it's water soluble, water compatible. So it is absorbed through all your mouth tissues, all the way down through your system. Based upon how you emulsify it, you can have a tremendous shelf life on it. And how you emulsify it's going to determine also its bioavailability. We go through all of those things to make sure your experience is precise, consistent with what you're looking for, and you can have it over and over and over again.
Can I just kind of taking this a little bit further into more of the financial angle here?
Yep.
You know, looking at your site, you know, your branding, you know, there's an elderly couple on there, you know, and you specifically mentioned taking, you know, offering health and wellness for adults or whatever the exact quote is. But I'm curious, you know, there's a lot of branding in the cannabis space that's very focused on adolescents and teens and younger generations, but it seems like you're looking for more of a reliability, I would say, in your marketing. But I kind of want to take that into the addressable market and where you see this product sitting in the cannabis industry and who it's for.
Right. So that's a really good question. So the core of our market first, when we think of what we're focused on, it's like 27 to 30 and above. And it's probably 60% women and 40% men in terms of the current iteration of what we have here. But the real thing that we're focused on is people who want a manageable experience. So you were joking earlier when you had that political ad up there. Mm-hmm. You know, you really want our politicians smoking big blunts like that guy was on TV. The answer is, and I agree with you guys, we'd probably be better off if everybody was, you know, as a culture. But the truth of the matter is, no, I don't want them smoking big blunts. But do I want them to take the benefits of cannabis? Do I want them to do it in a way that's controllable, in a way that they understand, so they can actually actively decide? You know, we have one which is calm. It's 1 milligram of THC. All that does is it binds with your endocannabinoid system, and then it amplifies the minor cannabinoids and the terpenes. Within 15 minutes, somebody in anxiety, their digestive system isn't working, their immune system is broken down, they're fragmented intellectually. You take this calm potion, in 15 minutes, you come right into center. You don't get hot, comes right into center. Now, if you have one like this, which will get you really high, but it's designed for being up in the mountains and meditating or going off and having your connection. So what we want is an audience of people that are dedicated to checking in with cannabis, using it in a positive way in their life. A lot of it is the kind of curious. A lot of them are people like me who smoked a lot as a kid, but what came out in the 80s and 90s was so friggin' strong, it would just knock me on my butt all the time. So we wanted to provide products that consumers that were maybe dedicated to a very productive life could engage in a consistent and positive way.
Great answer. That was great.
Yeah.
I have a softball question that I would save for the end of the show, because I'm obsessed with the brand itself, but I have a little bit more of a hardball question now. Is, you know, you mentioned you clearly know brands, right? Your team knows brands. You clearly know cannabis, and I'm not calling you a stoner or anything, but you clearly know cannabis. And you clearly know the science, right? A lot of science has gone into the products. Now, you also trade publicly, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that side of the company? Like, what about your team? How do you manage public and navigate public markets? Why do you decide to go public?
All right. So we were out there as a startup, and we were out there raising money around 2019, and it's hard to raise money for startups, and it was a hard time to raise money for a cannabis startup. And we were actually approached by this public company to roll in, and we're a very passionate group. I mean, you can look on our website, the Resonate Blends website. You'll see what the team is. The team is deep and smart and passionate and committed. I can talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But when we rolled into the company, there were a couple of things. One is it was an absolute dedication to being a holding company dedicated to cannabis and dedicated to our core ethos of making sure cannabis has a positive impact on what we do. You know, wellness is sort of one direction that we're looking at, but it's really about bringing out the positive benefits and doing that. So when we rolled into this company, honestly, there were some messy things in there. There was some toxic debt. There were some issues in there that wasn't fully disclosed. we had a choice, and I have some financial background from very early in my career. I was in Wall Street for 4 or 5 years. Didn't like the lifestyle, but grew to respect the structures and understanding it. And we decided that what we wanted to do was completely clean up the company. So we spent about a year and a half. One of our partners, David Thielen, has a lot of public experience, and I have a modicum of it. And so we completely restructured the cap table. We now have an absolutely pristine cap table. We know our investors. We know who we are. We're thinly traded. You know, we're still, $12 million valuation, something like that. We're still small. But we have an active IR effort going on. We communicate with our investors on a very deep level. We believe that there are three basic pillars to building a company in the public markets. One is vision, two is execution, and three is finance. We like to treat all three of those legs with the same level of respect. And as a result of that, we find that every time we need more money, we have such an open and positive relationship with the core investors, but I think you'll start seeing some interesting moves from us that also buy into one of the purposes we became public is because we believe in absolutely precise, passionate internal development. This is our first product. We have a really beautiful roadmap set up where we innovate, in edibles, we innovate in maybe even flower, which we're experimenting with some very cool stuff, very cool ideas, and in other areas around the market. But we are also set up to do acquisitions. And it is the depth and the breadth of our team and the absolute clarity in our vision that I think allows us to do that. Because there's lots of good companies and little brands out there who just have a guy who started it. And, I guarantee you, any cannabis company out there with a guy who started it, that guy is friggin' overwhelmed. It is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to do. So we have a solid team. We have a beautiful entity. We have a really solid roadmap going forward, and we are. I don't know exactly what I can say in this context, but we are obviously entertaining the acquisition space with quite a bit of interest and focus.
So we need to keep an eye out, and I think that is perfectly fair, and that's awesome. Honestly, Jeff, all that information is fantastic. We only have a few more minutes here. So first off, shout out to Cringer, who is wishing us happy 420 every minute on the minute. But happy 420 to you, my friend. Happy 420, whatever. Jeff, for me, last question, Koan. Is there a meaning behind that? If you want to kind of finish us off with that.
Okay, so I've done a lot of personal work in my life, from therapy to meditation to self-empowerment stuff. Oh, I love that stuff. I eat that up. I believe building the best life you possibly can. I eat it up. So I go in the mountains and I meditate. And so I wanted to call our balance product OM. OM. And my marketing partner, who I love to death, Cyan Seligman, and our brand partner, said, "No fucking way. Excuse me, no friggin' way.
You can curse.
Yeah, you're not going to call it OM because it's that term is used in such a trite way, and it would also pigeonhole us. Mm-hmm. OM, cone, is a Zen Buddhist term. It's a paradox designed to help you on your path to enlightenment. It is really about breaking down the sort of intellectual structures we have and then allowing you to be present into the moment. That's what a koan is designed to do. But nobody knows what that word means. So we're allowed to get that in, which is the spirit of what we're trying to do, is be present to the choices you make in life. You know, one of our taglines is the active ingredient is you.
And I love that one. That.
Yeah. That's
perfect.
Yeah. So that's what koan means.
Awesome.
Can you explain that one? That was my last question before you leave. And I just got to double down on this. Can you explain that tagline? I think it's just so perfect. What do you mean by it? Like, the active ingredient is you.
Look, if you read Michael Pollan's book, How to Change Your Mind, it's about psilocybin and mushrooms and all of that. The intention you go into an experience with completely alters the experience. People in my mind get a little lost with that idea. Oh, you know, your intention is going to change the universe. No, what's going to change the universe is when you set an intention and you keep focused on it and you keep going down that path, every decision you make is going to wrap around and attract people and ideas and things that go in that direction. The active ingredient is you. When you engage in one of our products, let's say you want to engage in our soon to be launched and very, very exciting product, Love. And I'm happy to talk to you about that one.
What a great choice of words to engage in our products.
Yeah, engage in our products.
Not consume it, not use it, engage.
Right. It's like a scaffolding for your own emotional, spiritual, physical state. And we can talk to you about how every single chemical, I don't mean chemical, but cannabinoid and terpene, everything's natural, plant-based, is put in for a purpose and for effect. And one more thing I'll tell you, which is just a give me, is when people say that everybody reacts to cannabis differently, not exactly true. It's like a bell curve. It's like a bell curve. It's like anything else that's out there. So think of these targets as bell curves, and then think about the real variable is how much THC a person can handle based upon their own endocannabinoid system.
Jeff,
I can go on for days about this.
I'm sure, man. Honestly, that's a positive. And I appreciate the enthusiasm, the passion that the head man at a company brings to the product side. We don't see it every single interview, and it's always appreciated when we do. You're going to be hearing from me because we want to see you at our April Cannabis Capital Conference on Miami Beach. So be there and be square. I don't know, right? Miami Beach, the key words there.
Miami Beach is a good idea to have a cannabis conference.
Yes, sir.
Please do invite us. And if I can't make it personally, maybe David Thielen would go, or maybe, you know. If
only I mean, it's on the pound in blue, so I think like anyone in the company would be happy. Yeah.
420 and 421. And honestly, Cringer, I will wish you a happy 420 in person if you come to the event on Miami Beach, because you wish me a happy 420 10 times. So Jeff, my friend, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be in touch soon. It's been a wonderful breakdown of Resonate Blends. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And I appreciate your questions. It was a lot of fun. I look forward to doing it again if you guys like.
Definitely. Okay. Thanks, Jeff. You be well, man.
Bye.
All right, y'all. We went just off here off too. We went just a little over today. Honestly, I really enjoyed that conversation. I hadn't really heard of Resonate Blends prior to this interview, which probably on me more than anybody else, but I'm interested now. I'm very interested in the products, and that 1% THC is very interesting to somebody like me. I'm not really big on getting super high, but I want to utilize cannabis in one fashion or another. And I think that's really cool that they're going to have 8 different effects from their products.
Oh, yeah.
8. That's incredible. So
like it's not just for seniors. It's kind of a cannabis, you know, product made for adults. You look at it and it's like, you know, it fits an adult life. The format, the form factor, the dosing, right? It just works.
Yeah, agreed. So honestly, super cool company. Very excited to see how they grow. And I think we got some hints. Keep them on your watch list, y'all. Sounds like there may be some M&A in the future. There are 3 sites I want you all to remember. The first one, Benzinga.com/cannabis. That is the love child for Javier Hasse and Benzinga. It is a wonderful page to keep up to date on all of your cannabis news. Everything we talk about here, Cannabis Daily, Javier and his team cover it at Benzinga.com/cannabis.
We have Tiny Pie Media saying, I will have to test out
the Yeah, same, product. Man. Same.
And I agree.
Yeah. And then bzcannabis.com. So benzinga.com/cannabis, bzcannabis.com. If you want to come hang out with Javier and I on Miami Beach in April and meet Tilray, meet Sundial, meet these industry leading cannabis companies, get a ticket. Come see us there. We'll see you there. We're going to leave it at 2 links today. I already plugged Cannabis Daily. Javier, love you, man. Always a fun.
Cannabis Daily every morning. Come on, it's on Spotify. Look it up. Cannabis Daily, bzcannabis.com for a conference. As you said, be there or be square. And I guess we'll see you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific for another episode of Benzinga Cannabis Insider.
Let's do it. Awesome, y'all. Thanks so much, Cringer, Battle Cat. See you next time, Tuesday at 4. Peace.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, Geico makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
As long as I continue to make everything look pretty and shiny on the outside, I didn't care how miserable and ugly I felt on the inside. I realized that I deserved a better me, so I can be the wife and the mom that I really wanted to be.
If you're ready to get real about addiction treatment, call Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.